Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm very excited to have Chuck Tato, Director for Wireline and NFV Business within the Programmable Solutions Group at Intel, with me. Welcome, Chuck.
Hi, thank you.
So, Chuck, why don't we just start, and can you describe what that exciting title represents in terms of your scope of focus at Intel?
Sure, Allison. So I'm in the Programmable Solutions Group at Intel, which is an exciting place. It was originally the Altera company that we purchased that produces FPGAs. And what I cover is the business that covers all of the different communication sectors that FPGAs are used in across the industry. And it's a very exciting time in this space because the advent of virtualization and the ability of FPGAs to augment that virtualization solution is very exciting, and there's a lot of innovation and change going on.
So FPGAs have had an incredible success in terms of integration into NFV and wireline designs. Can you tell me about why FPGAs are so useful within these use cases?
Sure. If you look at NFV, the goal is to take all of these network functions and put them in software and virtualize them. And that gives you the ultimate in terms of flexibility and the ability to change very quickly and bring new features to market very quickly. One of the things that FPGAs add to that equation is the ability to add a programmable solution that also gives you very low latency and high throughput that otherwise might be a little bit elusive in terms of a virtualized solution. So they very much augment the capabilities that you have in a software-only solution.
Now, when we look at the development of FPGAs for the networking arena, I know that we've been delivering specific designs for a long time, but we've got a new design called the PAC-N3000. Can you talk about that?
Sure. The PAC-N3000 is the next generation of our programmable acceleration cards, and it was very specifically designed with NFV and networking in mind. What that means is the card itself has the right amount of fast memory, the right amount of DRAM. It has all the things necessary to support very high throughput line rate applications required in a networking arena. So we're very excited about that. It also brings together a lot of the networking plus compute concepts and ties them very tightly together with Xeon so that you can create a good, highly efficient programmable solution in both the FPGA and the Xeon that's involved in the system.
Now, obviously, Xeon is the base processor in these systems, or Xeon scalable processors. Tell me about how we work together to create more of a data-centric solution where there's synergy between those two core capabilities on the platform.
Yeah, when we tie them together, one of the essential elements is DPDK. As you know, DPDK helps our customers provide the highest possible throughput and performance in their data plane solutions. Using DPDK and the APIs associated with DPDK, we're able to very tightly couple in the accelerated functions that we do in the FPGA. So the result is that the customer has a very efficient way to add the FPGA to their solution that they've already developed on scalable processors. It's a very nice meeting of the two, and DPDK is the key integration point between the two.
Now, the PAC card is new. What are the key capabilities that you're excited that we're bringing to market with this card that may not have been present in previous offerings?
So as I said earlier, this has been purpose-built for networking. What that means is we have the right amount of SRAM, for example, on the card so you can keep all the copious statistics and data that's required to provide a good networking solution in the market. We also have plenty of DRAM for packet buffering and all the things necessary to support line rate and small packets, all the things that networking folks get a lot of angst about. We provide all of that on the card. At the same time, we have an appropriately sized FPGA. It's not too small. It's not too big. It's just the right size to handle the particular workloads that we see as exciting going forward in the next couple of years in the NFV space.
What has the customer response been thus far in terms of the capabilities that we're driving into the market?
It's the early days now, but the response has been quite positive. We started to do field trials, and we're now starting to do pilot runs on workloads like virtual BNG applications. I think the most exciting thing is that we're able to attain performance metrics that are very similar to very specific proprietary built boxes that carriers are used to using. So they can get the advantages of virtualization and the savings in terms of TCO, but not necessarily have to give up any of the performance and features that they were used to in their purpose-built boxes. Also, in the virtual RAN arena, we're seeing a very, very fast uptick in the virtualization arena here, and the deployments are actually starting now. So it's very, very exciting times for virtualization and for acceleration.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to hear more about what our customers do with this technology. Chuck, what's next for you in terms of engagement with the PAC-N 3000?
As I mentioned earlier, security is a big one. Another one is 5G core. Mobile World Congress coming up will be demonstrating a full 200 gig 5G core solution with all the bells and whistles with a full commercial stack. It's very exciting. So 5G core decisions will be made in the next couple of years. And I'm very excited to say I think that they'll all be using acceleration technology to scale those solutions going forward. And as I said earlier, security is a huge and growing need for everybody. We have some really solid partners that we're bringing up now and we'll be demonstrating over the next 6 months or so huge performance gains on security function, which is pervasive in the network and an absolute requirement going forward.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show with me today, Chuck. One final question for you. I'm sure folks are interested who've been listening. Where should they go if they want to find out more information about what we're doing with the PAC-N 3000, as well as our broader FPGA portfolio and our engagement with network?
Well, if they go to intel.com, they can click on the NFV/SDN site. It's labeled Intel FPGA Wireline Overview. From there, they can navigate and they can see many of the white papers and various proof points for the technology and get lots of useful information.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's a pleasure learning more about the technology that we're driving to innovate network. We'd love to have you back sometime, Chuck.
Well, thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.